Welcome back to Project Independence in You, right here at Senior Talk Radio, 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We're talking with our co-host, Ann Hirsch, who is a Project Independence member, committee member, is featured in the Project Independence Pioneer newsletter. It's just great to have people so involved with Project Independence, and having her support is really how Project Independence keeps going. People that are involved are the people that help us have direction with where we're going with the services that we provide. So it's just great to have you here, Anne, and you're a favorite of Christina, as she told me earlier.
And as Christina said over the break, we learn so much from this program that whatever you give, you get back 10 times over.
Absolutely.
It's true. It's like no matter who the guest is on this, just this radio show, you learn so much, even if you work with them.
Yeah, it's true. No, it's funny, you know, and one of our other co-hosts, Iris Bunshaft, actually, you know, she coined the term that we will give her credit for. She says, you always walk away from the show with a golden nugget. Each show, you'll take away some kind of golden nugget.
Yes,
and it's really true because, you know, we laugh because over the years, you know, certain topics we like to repeat just to really get the word out there. And each time, somehow you learn something new, which is just a testament to this show and all the wonderful organizations that are out there that we get to have on here. It's a great forum to kind of spread the word on what's going on in the community. So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Beck had mentioned this earlier, so hot off the presses is the flu shots schedule.
Good.
So where our Northwell Health nurses are giving these flu shots at three different locations. So it's going to be the first one's October 19th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and that's at the Great Neck Social Center.
Okay.
Then the next one is October 27th. From 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at the Port Washington Senior Center. And the third one is on November 9th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Clinton G. Martin Park. You can also, the nurses will come to your home if you're homebound, obviously,
right,
and give you a flu shot as well. So just call 311. You must make an appointment for any of these dates. And they're all free. And the nurses wanted me to let everyone know that the shots are the regular, let's see if I can actually get this out, the regular quadrivalent flu vaccine that is mercury and preservative free. This is not the enhanced vaccine for those over 60.
Right.
Because I know that's a question we get a lot when people call 311. So this, we want to make sure everyone is fully aware of what kind of flu shots are being given. So
and Christina, just clarify, this is for all people in the town of North
60 and over.
Okay.
Yes.
Great.
60 and over. You know, it's funny, not funny, but I started working for the town almost 10 years ago. And this was before, I mean, we had the NORC, kind of, and we were just starting up. And at the time, John Kamen was supervisor. But Judy Bosworth, who's now our supervisor, I just remember one of the first calls I had was from her office as legislator working with Rachel Brin, who is still here now, working very closely with Judy. I'm sorry, Rachel, your title. I know it's assistant to the supervisor, and she does a wonderful job. And Rachel had called me and said, you know, introduced herself and said, you know, legislator Bosworth wants to make sure that North Hempstead has their flu shots. And that was back at a time, I think, too, when the county was more involved, where we really today have so much access to flu shots everywhere, CVS. So we do encourage people to get the flu shot at their first available time. So if you, even if you make an appointment to have your flu shot here at the town, but you wind up at the doctor or you're at a CVS and they're giving the flu shot, you know, by all means, please get your flu shot. And just let us know if you do that. But, you know, Supervisor Bosworth, even back then, was
I know, and then we always say that's why we're so fortunate, because when she was a legislator, she was so involved with Project Independence
with
and
transportation,
it,
with services and programs. So it was such a, you know, a natural transition. And she's everywhere with all the senior programs. So I just wanted to mention that because it was a thought that I remember when when the first few months I started, and that was the first call I got, you know, it's like, let's get this thing going. It's in, you know, we had it at CGM, and we had the amount of people that would come.
Because it was, like you said, it was a time where it was a lot harder to get access to these flu shots. Because remember, there was like a shortage, too.
Oh, yeah, we had that year, but we always had a lot of people coming, and it was great that, you know, she supported us back then.
Absolutely.
And it still does today. And, you know, it's just, we're just fortunate to have this program and such support and advocacy from, you know, everyone in the town just does such a
Absolutely.
Great job.
And we always laugh in North Hempstead because we say that Supervisor Bosworth, you know, is always out and about for senior programs, for kid programs. And as we said, we have a doggy pool party.
Yeah.
And we also have the free microchips for dogs and cats. And I know this was a popular event, so I want to remind everyone that another one is coming up Saturday, September 10th. From 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., and that's at the Town Animal Shelter, and it's a free program. These are usually $50, so this day it's free. And microchipping allows your dogs and cats to be identified through, it's like about the size of like a little like piece of rice or something. So God forbid, you know, they got lost, you know, all of their records are there. So it's definitely
that's
something
great.
Important. So we recommend everyone, if you need that for your dog or your kitty, you can go over to the North Hempstead Animal Shelter.
It's always amazing when you hear stories, isn't it? When, you know, there's a cat or a dog that's in California and they find the microchip to somebody who's
amazing.
In New Jersey.
It's amazing.
They get everywhere. How they got there, but we don't know.
And also in North Hempstead, you know, what's been wonderful, Clark Botanic Garden this year has really stepped up their programs. We've promoted them on every show because there's been all things from rain gardens to composting, and they had, which we thought was very fascinating on the show, North Hempstead put up a bunch of bat boxes around town at different locations to get the mosquitoes. So, and it was kind of an eco-friendly thing. And John had some kind of crazy number, the amount of mosquitoes that bats can get in a minute or a day.
Yeah,
it was some insane number. But
you don't
also
think that was the number that related to your birthday?
Yeah, it might have been.
Probably.
But this past Tuesday, August 30th, the town hosted Bat Night. And this was at Clark Botanic Garden. It was a great success. There was a bunch of residents who came. And the Ranger Powers, who's done a lot of programs for North Hempstead, he showed the kid. It was a lot of kids were there. How to build your own bat box, and like just the importance of bats in the community. So it's really interesting, all these things. And North Hempstead certainly strives to be eco friendly in all its initiatives. So that was just another example. Project Independence is picking up with a lot of programs that took a break over the summer. All of our social groups are going to continue, and we have the Senior Talk Group. That's on the first and third Thursday of every month. So it was yesterday, and the next one will be the 15th. That's a facilitator is from our office is Nancy Mizrahi, and a PI member Janet Entine facilitate this group. I know they have all the different topics they go over, and this is at the Roslyn Community Center. From 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. So that, like I said, that's every month, the first and third Thursday of every month. The Caregiver Support Group is going on in Port Washington, and one of our gerontologists, Gail Sellis, is still looking for members. So if anybody's a caregiver or if you know of one, please call 311. Gail does a wonderful job, and she's been doing these caregiver support groups for a long time, and it's certainly something that's needed because the caregiver is always not always the one that's paid attention to. Oh my God, time is flying.
Isn't it?
So all the social groups are still going on. We're starting an Introduction to Computers class. That's going to be on Mondays in September. So that's at the Yes We Can Community Center. I want everyone who to go to that if you are not familiar with the computer. There's tons and tons of more programs that we will go over every Friday.
And as always, we're at 1 minute 20 seconds. I can't believe this went.
Impossible. That's how could it be over?
I
always say that at the end of every show, how fast it goes. So I think we have to wrap it up. But for any of the information that Ann and, you know, Christina were just talking about, dates, programs, yes, signing
we'll
up.
We'll be talking about them every Friday anyway, if anything you miss.
Call 311, and the ones that you can sign up for, please remember to get your flu shot so you can sign up for that. And it's been so much fun doing this program today. My name is Rebecca Miller, and I am the guest co-host, as John Ryan had.
Great job, Beck. Always coming in handy.
Thank you so much. And it's a hard act to follow, that John Ryan, but I'm right there, John. Christina Liu, who is the Senior Citizen Program Development Specialist and producer of Project Independence and You, Ann Hirsch, Project Independence Member Extraordinaire. Thank you to Shari Baton, the Mobility Manager for Project Independence, Family and Children's, great, having Lisa Stern, Tammy Ditkoff, Martha Mata. Also, big thanks to Dan Cox, Director of Broadcasting right here at WCWP, Janine Solero, Chris Maffei, am I saying it right? You're the engineer, thumbs up. Christina Liu, oh, you're on there again. Wow, you really sneak in there. Project Independence in You, 2 weeks.
Happy Labor Day from the supervisor, yes.